rain and healing. Now, what do they have in common? This is the Worldwide Healing Ministry in Campo, California, bringing you Dial Healing Words. Rain and healing, what do they have in common? Well, now, with rain, when it rains tremendously and floods things out and washes things away and ruts out the ground and it's not a very beneficial thing. It's not a very beneficial thing. Too much rain in too heavy a way is not a beneficial thing. Well, now, how does that have any effect on healing? Well, when we are working with healing words, we are working with words like, I'm whole and perfect, I'm whole and perfect, I'm whole and perfect. And we say to ourselves, how can we say these things when the appearance isn't there? Well, we say those things when the appearance isn't there because what we are doing is we are being the gentle, loving rain that falls. Now, when a gentle rain falls and sort of just blesses the ground, soaking into the ground over a long period of time rather than a floodingness, the rain does great good for the ground, great good for for nature. However, when it floods, it is overwhelming. Now, in our working with healing and our working with affirmations, we sometimes think that we are overwhelming ourselves with affirmations. We're overwhelming ourselves with these statements and saying, I'm home perfect, I'm home perfect, I'm home perfect. And we think we're just killing ourselves. Well, in a way, we are. In a way, we are. In a way, we could gently, over a period of time, say, I am whole and perfect. And every time we think of our body, we just say gently, I am whole and perfect. And in a period of time, that would begin to be our way of thinking, our modus operandi, and we would act in that way, and we would live in that way, and that'd be quite beautiful. However, when we have a need for healing, it's usually quite definite and quite important to be done now. It's quite important that we have that healing now. Now, how do we handle that? How do we handle a healing now? Well, there we flood it. We give it overkill. We say, I'm whole and perfect, I'm whole and perfect, I'm whole and perfect. And we wash out all those old ideas, we flood them out of our consciousness, because I'm whole and perfect, I'm whole and perfect, I'm whole and perfect, just comes in and floods them all out. It doesn't wash them away. They are washed away because they are no longer being encouraged, they're no longer being fed, they're no longer being desired. As we can train ourselves to work with this healing concept, when you say to a child, you're a rotten little child, you're a rotten little child, you're a rotten little child, the little child can only do one thing, and that is to become rotten. When we say to a little child, regardless of the appearances, regardless of the mistakes they're making, well, you always tried. I'm so proud of you. I'm so proud. And find something to be proud of in the little child or the adult. Find something to be proud of. Well, you put your clothes away. I'm so happy. That makes me feel so good. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And then go on your way and ignore it. And then the next day, when the child does something good, oh, you're so wonderful. You're so thoughtful. I appreciate that. And then little by little, thoughtfulness, kindness, gentleness, cooperation becomes the child's manner. And so it is with us, with our healing consciousness. We say, I'm whole and perfect. And we keep saying that, and little by little, that becomes our way of thinking. That becomes who we are. That becomes the only thing that matters to us. And we live in that awareness, we live in that consciousness, and we live in that light. In our healing work, we want to have a flooding rain coming down, if you will. Just flooding out all of the old attitudes, the old ways of thinking. And then, after the flood is done, after it's all done, then our affirmations continue. And they continue now no longer like the flood, but like the gentle sun that warms everything up, that nourishes everything with its being, that brings light and understanding into all life. And then, as we keep saying, I'm whole and perfect, we begin looking for evidences of our wholeness and perfection. We begin seeing little areas where we are expressing wholeness and perfection. And where before we thought that illness or unhappiness or not success in our healing was the only thing that was there, now the only thing that's there is wholeness. We flood out the old. You see, in nature, sometimes that can be a difficult thing. But in our work, in our world, we flood out the old. Doctors irrigate a wound. They wash out a wound. They put antiseptics in there and clean the wound out. And then they put a healing ointment on the wound. Well, you, in making your statement, I'm whole and perfect, I'm whole and perfect, I'm whole and perfect, until it just drives you batty. What you are doing is you're irrigating the wound. You're taking out all the poisons. You're taking out all the attitudes that are no longer beneficial to you. And then you're putting on that curative ointment which says, I'm whole and perfect, I'm whole and perfect. The same action, the same words, the same concepts. I'm whole and perfect. And as you do this consistently, and as you do this with dedication, with sincerity, the wholeness and perfection quickly enters into your life and your experience. The wholeness and perfection quickly becomes your way of thinking, your way of being, your way of doing, and you are whole and perfect. Kind of a wonderful situation to get into. And it's a situation that we get into when we practice the principle. I'm whole and perfect, I'm whole and perfect, I'm whole and perfect. Irrigate the wound. I'm whole and perfect, I'm whole and perfect, I'm whole and perfect. Put in the curative ointment and watch the healing take place. This is the Worldwide Healing Ministry in Campo, California. If you would like to talk to a practitioner about a solution to your desire, dial 1-619-478-5111. You will reach our corporate offices, and each person who answers the telephone is a practitioner. Tell them you are ready to put a new cause in motion for the fulfillment of your desire. The practitioner will say, "Ah, so it is done." Thank you for calling our Worldwide Healing Ministry. We are here for you. Know that I love you. I love you. I love you.